Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This is Issues 2025. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Ron McMahon, Chief Executive Officer, Greater Wichita YMCA. Welcome to Issues 2025, Ron. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, great.
Did I say everything right there? Okay. Mm-hmm. How long have you been with the Y now?
Well, I've been with the Y here in Wichita for 9 years, and then I was with the Y out in the Northwest in the Tacoma area for 18 years before that.
So where are you from originally then?
That's a hard question, but I grew up in California, but I went to school in Washington and moved back to Washington after kind of a little bit of traveling around. So
I'm going to assume that you were involved in sports when you were growing up.
I was, yes.
Okay, yep. Tell me about that. What did you do? What did you like to do?
Well, I liked all sports. You know, I always say people at the Y are the ones that organize the games on the street, you know, the football games with the neighborhood kids. But then, you know, I played basketball in college and then went on, played basketball for Canada and the national team. And so got to travel around for a few years around the world playing basketball. I've been chasing balls around my whole life.
Well, that's pretty high level. Were you play the post position there?
Yeah, that's right. At 5'9", that's right. Yeah. So I was, running around as fast as I could.
Yeah, people have this misconception. You have to be tall to play basketball. But some of the best one I've run into are those point guards who can make things happen, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Because that's what I played, so we could, you know.
Yeah, there we go.
We talk about the zone defense if you want to, but I don't want to talk about that. So which sport is your favorite then, basketball?
Well, basketball was my favorite, of course, because I played it. But I like all the sports, and, you know, now, like everybody, I've played a lot of racket sports, and so, like the rest of the world, you know, enjoying pickleball around Wichita, and it's very social and good game for people to stay healthy as they get older.
You know, I haven't tried that. Is it
the
tough?
Only one? You're the only one.
You're right. I'm the only one left. Yeah. It doesn't look like you have to move like as much as in tennis.
Yeah,
I'm getting pretty old. I can't move that far
that's
fast.
That's right. So. Yeah, it's a great game. Yeah, I think people who haven't played racket sports can play it and have fun the first time they go out. You don't have to move too much, but you know, but it does keep you moving and you get your heart rate up there, and it's super social, right? So it's fun and people are usually pretty welcoming. So yeah, I can see why it's taken off across the country.
Do you have any special equipment? Or I mean, is it a racket or a paddle?
Yeah,
they
call it a paddle, and it's you just need a paddle, and you can get a cheap one for $20-$30 and be on your way.
So, what is the ball like? Is it like a wiffle ball?
Yeah,
something?
Wiffle ball, a little heavier than like a wiffle ball that we used to play when we used to play baseball with it with a wiffle ball, but it's a little heavier than that, but still it's pretty It's not.
Does it bounce then?
Yeah, it bounces, and you put a lot of spin on it, and of course, yeah, it makes it fun. So
do you play Little League then, baseball?
Oh yeah, I played all the little sports.
I don't know how old you're younger than I am, but growing up in the 50s and 60s, if you didn't play Little League and you didn't play wiffle ball in the backyard,
yeah, that's right.
That's what we did.
That's right.
And let's talk about the Y for just a little bit here, because that's why you're here.
Right.
How many properties does the Y have in Wichita? How many different facilities?
Well, the Y has we have 11 kind of what we would call a branch facility. So we have eight of them in kind of the greater Wichita area. You know, that includes South, but then we have one out in Newton, and we're building a brand new one out in Hutchinson. We have one in El Dorado. Andover is technically not in the service area. So we have really good coverage for a while. And then we also have those Farha centers. So, you know, the sports centers, are great for youth sports. And we have an indoor turf center, and we have turf fields all over the place. And then we have what not everybody knows is we're also the largest provider of childcare in the state. So we have early learning centers all over the city. Before and after school, we do both early learning, like, you know, kind of 0 to 5, and then we have before and after school care at schools all over the counties and the service area as well.
So, is that reasonably priced? I mean, I know that can be very expensive for folks.
Yeah. Child care is a challenge for us and for everyone, but, you know, we raise funds annually so people can – so we have financial assistance. So if you can't afford it, we still make it available for everybody. So
I guess that's something a lot of people wouldn't know, because I didn't know that you furnished that. That's great.
Yeah. I think the Y, as a nonprofit, 501c3, I mean, everything that we do is for the community. So when we do have a price, and we keep that, very, very affordable. But if somebody still can't afford it or is going through some tough times, we have financial assistance. So we say, the Y is for all, and that doesn't matter your ability to pay.
I saw the story the other day about the new Y that's planned for Hutchinson. Have they never had a Y up there, or is this something new? What's going on?
No, that actually, there's been a Y there for over 100 years. It's been an independent Y. So, all Ys can be, like we have the Greater Wichita Y as an association of Ys, and we have all those locations as we described. The Salina Y and the Kansas City Y are completely independent from us. And so each Y... The idea was that each Y would respond to the own community needs. What's happened over years, just like in lots of places, is some of the more rural standalone Ys have a tough time making it. And so several years ago, we came together with the Hutchinson community to provide some support to that, to Y, make sure there was Y services there. And then through that process, we were able to find some philanthropic support to build a brand new Y.
It's a pretty good work. Where's it got? What part of town? You got to have some open area.
Yeah, it's on 10 acres. We partnered with the hospital. So the hospital had 10 acres available, and they're thinking about the Y as the front door to healthcare in Hutchinson, right? So the Y is on the prevention side. We do everything to keep you healthy. But if you need more services, you know, you just go further into the campus and go to the hospital. And so it's really kind of a really exciting project. There's some innovative opportunities that we have out there. We will be partnering with the Cosmosphere on some really cool kind of space technology features for the kids. So yeah, we're really excited. It's going to be great.
It's going to be a full facility then. It's
going to
be basketball and volleyball and
basketball.
Swimming.
Yeah, it's going to have a great indoor aquatic center.
Yeah.
Have a gymnastics center, a gym, of course, studios, you know, great workout and wellness center. The hospital is also working on coming in right behind with a new child care center that the Y will operate for them. So, I mean, it's going to be a full service YMCA, yeah.
How many acres did you say, 10?
Yeah, the Y will be located on 10 acres, but it's part of a larger campus for the hospital.
I got you. Okay, so here in the greater Wichita metro area, by the way, that's I imagine you're going to be very busy up there.
Yeah.
That's a fairly populous area. How many members does the Y have in the Wichita Metro then?
So we are trying to get to 200,000 members. We've just been, you know, kind of hovering in that 190s at our high point each year, and so we're trying to get over that 200,000. When we open Hutchinson, I imagine we will. But, you know, 1 in 3 people are members of the Y in our community. So 3 out of 4 kids are in at least one program at the Y. So our YMCA in Wichita has is unique in that we're probably one of the highest penetration rates of any Y in the country. In fact, you know, most Ys, if they got to 10% of the community were members, would feel really good about that number. And we're 3 times as high as that. So,
is your membership growing? Is stagnant? Up and down?
How does that? Well, the membership, we're growing, but we're in a lot of places. So there's not a lot of growth left, you know, in terms of new communities. That's why we look out to Hutchinson and other places for some growth. But we continue to grow. And you know, with health and healthy behaviors and activities, what we call health seekers, or, you know, there's tons of people that start and stop, right? That they join. And they go for a few months, and then for whatever reason they stop, and then but you know, we always invite them back and try again, and we're working hard to, you know, help people maintain those healthy activities. So there's a decent amount of people that come and go in the Y, you know.
You know, my grandkids are they're members of Northwest Y.
Okay.
And I mean, they play basketball, they've been in soccer, everything up there. And Luke, one of my grandsons, he got into rock climbing for a while.
Oh, yeah.
We were taking him out there to do that. But they have, and they're, well, 2 of them are graduating from high school, and the other 2 are out of college. So they're getting older, but they still go up there.
Yeah, that's
right. They love to go up there and do weights and everything.
We have a strategy. We always try to, have something next for you, right?
Yeah.
So you can start swim lessons at 6 weeks, and then you can grow through that progression and eventually go be on swim team. Mm-hmm. But then you can join T-ball and you go through that progression in baseball or you know, micro soccer and grow through soccer. So that we always have something hopefully next. And then as you get older, you know, there's the fitness and the wellness center and, you know, group mm-hmm. exercise. And so we try to have something for everybody. We say, you know, 6 weeks to, you know, a couple of months ago, we had someone's 96th birthday at the Y. So, you know, it's all the way through, right? We want to try to keep everybody healthy all the way.
Yeah, you know, being around T-ball a little bit, that has nothing to do with baseball.
Yeah,
it has to do with swing the bat and run this way, not that way.
That's right.
But it's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
get started.
I was out there just at the South Y on. I was actually multiple Ys, but you know, it was the first couple of weeks of another session, and and I was looking at the little kids playing soccer, you know, and like you said, it was the same thing. The ball was sort of there, but it was irrelevant to what the kids were doing. Yeah, they were just having fun.
Just chase the ball around.
They were having a great time. So, which is the point.
How much does a membership cost now?
So it's $39 for a for a single person. It's $59 for a family.
Okay.
So which, you know, again, for us, we really try hard. We've raised the rates maybe 3 times in 20 years. So we really try hard to keep that price
low. That's a yearly rate?
That's a monthly rate.
Monthly rate. Okay.
Yeah, monthly rate. So $59 a month. And again, the Y that I left in Tacoma, you know, when I left it 9 years ago, the family rate was $130, right? So I know we don't know it here in Wichita sometimes, but relative to most most areas, the prices are a lot higher.
So if you really use it, it's something it's cost effective. That I think.
Oh yeah, there's something for everybody.
You know, how about a couple like my wife and I? Is that family or is that older couple or?
Yeah, that's right. There's third party. There's lots of ways to get in. And of course, our strategy is, you know, if for those who need support, we want to give the support to them. For those who can pay, then that helps support everybody else. So we do try to. You know, we try to give our discounts based on need.
Okay. How many employees do you have, Ron?
At our top end, I think we're a little over, not quite 2,000, but 1,500 to 2,000, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that makes you one of the biggest employers in town, really, I think.
Yeah, we've got a lot of kids, you know, so when you think about it, we've got these numbers aren't exact, but, you know, 250 to 300 full-time exempt staff. And then, you know, we have a lot of lifeguards and coaches and
referees
and some of the – and so we employ a ton of people, and most of them are under 25. You know, so a lot of them – you know, part of our mission is to give the young people their first job experience, show up on time, put in a good day's work, you know, be responsible.
Wow.
And so, yeah, we take that really serious and try to get people, kids to – you know, we know they're not. We like to keep them. We like to keep as many as we can. But you know, we know they're going to go out into the community. They're going to go to school, and
sure,
which is great. But we want them to, hopefully give them some fundamental skills that they can take with wherever they go.
Training, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're listening to Issues 2025 on the Odyssey Radio Stations. Our guest is Ron McMahon, Chief Executive Officer, Greater Wichita YMCA. You offer competitive programs in a number of sports. Which have the most participants, do you think? Is it youth sports?
Youth sports. We have a lot of participants in youth sports for sure. And you know, those seasons, you know, they just keep coming, right? So you have basketball season and then soccer season. They just keep coming. We love for kids to just be in something, to be able to try something for every, we know there's a big, there's a lot of people who, get their kids specialized in at young age. We're really trying to give people lots of different experiences. And again, our coaches, we say our coaches are really, and there's a lot of research that says, kids are more resilient if they have a someone outside their parents that care about them. And so, we feel like the coaches, that's their responsibility. Their responsibility isn't to necessarily get them into, get them a scholarship, but there are kids that are going to get there. But mostly it's to show that we care for kids and that we teach them values and how to be resilient young people. And
you're in the health business. You're in the fitness business. I'm going to ask, what if you can give me any comment on the fact that we see a lot of figures about obese kids and adults. People are just flat overweight, and they don't seem to be able to help themselves. Do you think it's all just physical fitness, or do you think there's diet involved in that, what we're eating these days? Do you have any theories about that, Ron?
Well, I think the world is against us, in the way that we're in our health, right? So there's food issues. The food that we're eating is, you could argue, we're not being, the affordable foods isn't the most healthy foods for sure.
Yeah.
It's getting, I think that we're, I think when we think about the YMCA, though, I would say that when we think about health, I think we're thinking about getting people moving and getting them connected to others. We think that, it's important to exercise some, but the most important is to be connected, to be part of a community. There's, the Surgeon General came out and said, basically, the loneliness and isolation epidemic is huge. And essentially, being lonely in America is like smoking 14 cigarettes a day. So it's related to cardiac problems. It's related to diabetes. All of our health, chronic health diseases are related to kind of the social isolation that we're all facing. And it's because of, all of us, right? I go home from work and I go to my garage door opener, and you go to a restaurant, you look around, and everybody's sitting there and they're all on their phones. They're not even talking to each other, right? So there's just so much energy to keep us isolated. And so, the Y is trying to take a stand and say, no, we want to get you come in, get you moving, but more importantly, get you connected to somebody else. You make a friend, you have fun at the Y, you're more likely to do more of that. And then you're part of the larger community. And I think that's where you find healthier communities. There's lots of research, blue zones and things where people that live the longest and healthiest are really the most underlying thing is being part of a community and being connected.
And, Ron, something I noticed, I spent about 35 years jogging daily.
Right.
And the other aspect of being physically fit is your mind and your brain.
Right.
It's so good for you. It's so good for you to do something.
That's right.
Get up and move.
Yeah, just get up and move. And, like you said, jogging or,
walking even. Yeah.
Yeah, jogging, walking. You do either of those and, you come up with your best ideas when you're doing that, right?
Absolutely,
your brain,
yeah.
So there's just so much the great thing about the Y, I just actually love working for the Y. I fell in love when I first came, but a lot of times people, it's like the best part of their day, right? They're moving, they're connected, they meet their friends, and so people just come into the Y and they're happy and they leave happy, and that's a great thing to be a part of.
I'm just going to ask you for a couple of specifics here. What dance classes do you offer? Is this just ballet? Is it ballet?
Yeah.
Is it ballroom? What have you got?
Yeah, that's a good question. so we have each Y, so each of our 11 Ys has, 200 to 500 programs every week. And So I don't know every single program. But let me just start by saying that, Steve. But but we do know we do have dance for. I mean, the cutest is the 2 to 3 year old girls that start out and they have their little tutus and that's
and then they
have dance, gymnastics, and then they go up to we have modern and hip hop. I know we have some of those classes. So there's just something for everybody. And then group exercise and Zumba. And as you get older, there's classes for adults as well. So. Yeah, the dance and the moving, there's just lots of opportunity in there.
So that's interesting. I mean, I'm a terrible dancer. I hate dancing. Maybe I should take ballroom.
Maybe.
I'm going to be at a couple of weddings for my grandkids. I'm going to have to. Anyway, that's a different deal. Martial arts.
We do
martial arts, too?
We do have martial arts. We have a great program. Got a great leader. He goes. They do it. They do demonstrations all over town with by breaking boards and teaching the kids all that stuff. It's very active, part of the why. It's another great way to get kids moving and also be around caring adults.
You have camps for kids too?
We do. We have camps or summer camps are they're filling up right now. We've got Camp Hyde, which is out to the southwest.
It's been around for a while.
So that's been around for a while. And then a couple of years ago, we acquired Camp Hiawatha, which was a Salvation Army. So we have a location now. It's our second summer running the camp out, Camp Hiawatha. And then we have other locations at the Northwest Y, South Y, out at Andover as well. So we've got plenty of locations, plenty of opportunity for camps. And we do specialty camps, anything from a Taylor Swift week to, basketball to sports to lots of different, fun activities that the kids do. So, yeah, there's a and we love that camp because, that's a time when kids are away from screen time. We're with them all day long. And we think we can make the biggest impact when we have kids for a week at a time.
Tell us about Mom's Day Out.
Yeah, Mom's Day. We all know moms do the lion's share of the work.
That's right.
For all of us, especially for the kids. So we do have times for them to just bring their kids to the Y. They know they can be safe. They're going to be entertained. The kids are going to have a great time, which allows moms to have a great time too. They can get out and do some things that they need to do and regenerate. We also have. As you know, Kid Zone, right? So when you come to the Y, you can come to the Y and drop your kid off and even get your workout in and spend some time. Some people, you see them nowadays, right? They might grab an hour of work and they might grab, a workout or just some time by themselves, just to get a place. So definitely lots of opportunities to support families and make sure that, parents have the energy that they need to make sure their kids are healthy.
That Kid Zone's a great idea. Birthday parties?
Yep, got birthday parties. we got something for everybody on the weekends, and lots of different options. Between the outdoor water parks is and the what we got going on in the buildings. There's lots of fun activities for kids for sure.
Yeah, anything new that's going on? You've talked about the new branches, but anything other than that? Pickleball.
We have one of our Ys. We transformed into a pickleball Y. So the West Y has.
Really?
We resurfaced the gym with some pickleball flooring. We've got, programs there going from 7 in the morning until 10 at night. Just really really well utilized.
Yeah.
A few years ago, something that's relatively new is it's not so new anymore, but, before the pandemic, we were really looking kind of to your question of how do we continue to grow the Y when our population in the area isn't really growing and we've got this big penetration rate.
Yeah.
And we started thinking about folks that maybe were a little, walking into a big building might be a little intimidating. We started talking about some of those things. And so we actually started exploring the idea of could we put some of our instructors online and maybe they could do it at home while they before they came in. So they maybe do yoga at home a couple times.
Confidence.
And so we started doing that. We filmed some of our instructors. We had about 80, 85 of these videos that we were sort of, we have this idea of putting it into an app and everything. Well, that was about, we started doing that about 6 months before the pandemic. When the pandemic hit, everything shut down. And so, of course, then we had these things. And so everybody in Wichita was using them. We actually made them available to all Ys across the country. And it went completely viral. We had 20 million in 2 weeks. We had 20 million people watching, instructors out of Wichita.
And fantastic.
So we then have since that time, we call it YMCA 360, but we have what we call the Y in your pocket, which is essentially how you engage with the Y. And it's, you know, how you sign up, how you check in, how you, you know, we have content on there with all, you know, programs from kids programs all the way up to senior programs. And just everything you do at the Y is on your, it's just right in your hand. And we actually have 250 Ys across the country that are also supporting chipping in. So it's a kind of a program that we started here in Wichita. We continue to run and support it, but we've developed the technology, done it. We all, you know, here in Wichita, we own it. So it's kind of a fun thing. And we have, you know, 90% of our members are using that. They're counting points and steps and rewards and getting, you know, getting prizes. So we think, you know, that idea of technology, it's like, you know, it helps us get people together, get them into groups so that they can find their friends and make them in person. So,
very positive way to use that social media.
Yeah, that's right.
Rather than just getting on there and ranting and raving about something.
That's right.
Do something good with it. Hey, listen, we're just about out of time. I want to thank you for spending some time with us, Ron. I'd like to come maybe in a few months, we talk again, see what's going on. Our guest is Ron McMahon, Chief Executive Officer, Greater Wichita YMCA. And that's all for this edition of Issues 2025.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.